Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And then the house spit out this entity.
There was a silhouette, just all black, standing in the doorway.
Ow!
Her face had been bludgeoned, so she was unrecognizable.
This thing does not like this person.
I need to know that my family is safe.
This person's in trouble. It's saying, I'm gonna make you pay.
Something bad's going to happen.
My name is Amy Allen.
There's panic, and it's almost like a butchering.
I see dead people.
They all died horribly.
I speak to dead people.
Get out of here!
And they speak to me.
Vicious.
But there's only one way to know if my findings are real.
It doesn't matter where you are, I'll find you.
I rely on my partner.
I'm Steve DiShavi. I'm a retired New York City homicide detective.
This guy's a real piece of work.
And I know every person, every house has secrets.
I feel like I live in a house of hell.
It's my job to reveal them.
This is not good.
But Steve and I never speak.
We never communicate during an investigation.
Until the very end.
I want my life back.
When we uncover if it's safe for you to stay.
Is he trying to kill her?
Or time to get out.
Oh my God.
This is going to kill us.
I'm in Delaware, Ohio, about 35 minutes north of Columbus. I got a call from a newlywed mother of two who just moved into a new husband's home. You would think this would be the happiest time of her life, but she says she's in a living hell. She's convinced the house is haunted and that her and her two kids are in serious danger. She practically begged me and Amy to come out here, and I'm hoping we could help her out.
Before Amy arrives, I clear the house of any leading information. Once family photos, religious, and personal items are covered or removed, the location will be ready for tonight's walk.
So I'm having problems with this lady because she feels like it's hell for her to be here. But I think she had money and nice things, but her husband made them move here to farm, and things did not go well. She thought that the land was bad. Then she says she is going to give him a taste of his own medicine.
Amy, you sounded really bad on the phone as far as activity here. What's happening?
Well, moved here about 4 months ago with my two children after I got married. And it's escalated to the point where it's pure hell living here. It's just not what I expected from being newly married.
Did you guys buy this place together?
What happened? Did not. Phil actually purchased this house a few months before we met a couple years ago.
Okay, so who exactly lives in the house?
So I have a picture here. This is my husband, Phil, and myself. There is my older child, Jarek. He's 15. My younger child, Matthias, who is on the autism spectrum, he is 10.
So Amy, what kind of things are you guys experiencing in the house?
We have heard things. Doors will open and close on their own. We have seen shadows and apparitions, and it's even escalated to the point where people have been touched. I need to know that my family is safe, and I'm not sure that's the case right now.
Is everybody in the house having the same amount of experiences?
I personally feel like I have a lot of experiences. My older son, Jarek, has had quite a bit of the bulk of experiences as well.
Okay, how's he handling all this?
Not very well. He's incredibly frustrated. At times he gets angry, wants it to stop, and quite frankly, if it doesn't stop, he doesn't want to live here.
Really?
I have at times shouted at whatever this is in a very loud voice. I've just told it that my God is a lot stronger than you.
Did it stop for a little bit?
I think I made it more angry. I feel like it's evil and definitely does not want me and my kids here.
This woman is complaining about her mother-in-law. So this older woman, she hates the daughter-in-law. She didn't take care of her family. She didn't take pride in the family. What I'm seeing them in these rooms and stuff doesn't look like this place.
Okay.
She's freaking out now, just a sec. She's all hyper now. It's making me anxious. Oh, I saw her looking like a corpse.
This is a really, really creepy place down here. I don't like to come down here, neither does anyone else.
Okay, so why are you creeped out by it?
You constantly feel like you're being watched.
So right now you have that feeling?
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, the most terrifying experience was when I was pushed down the stairs quite forcefully.
Okay, so how hard did you get pushed?
Pretty hard, because, I mean, it's...
Just hit me. No, just hit my chest. Show me.
Like that?
With both hands, or was it
just...
Yeah,
I mean, it was forceful enough to send me flying down into the wall. I'm scared now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's going to happen again.
There are two people running down there, and they're yelling, and they're scared. They're all a bunch of people cowering in the corner.
How many?
10 to 15. They're all balled up, hunched down, and like that. I think that people would feel uncomfortable here. They would feel fear, but it's from these people.
Okay, so what's going on in here?
I have seen a shadow figure standing right beside of my bed, looking down at me. He was tall, I'm gonna guess close to 6 foot. Couldn't give you distinct facial features other than he was very thin.
Was it dark in the room?
There was just enough light that you could see.
Did you sleep the rest of the night?
Off and on. I didn't sleep very well, and I haven't really ever since.
What the f***? I don't like it up here. I don't feel good up here. It's like something runs around. Something dark, fast. Something's dripping off of it.
Can people see it too?
Oh yeah. This is the thing that they're encountering big time. They can't sleep. They're having like apparently out of body experiences. It's making me nervous and panicky, and it touches people. They can feel it. Gives you like the chills.
Now, has anything else happened to you up here?
Yes, in my office next door, I was typing at my computer.
Okay.
And the next minute, I was on the floor screaming, and my son had called 911 because I had fallen. The chair landed on top of me, and I was unconscious briefly.
What the hell happened?
It's almost as if my chair was flipped over with me in it, is kind of how it looked and felt.
Have you ever experienced fainting spells in the past?
Yes.
But you don't think this is that? You think it's paranormal?
I do think it's paranormal. I had no warning. I didn't feel weird that day. Everything was fine. And it was with enough force that I landed across the room with my head into the wall.
I don't know that I'm so convinced that that's paranormal, but I think we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Have you thought about leaving?
If they're in danger, I mean, I would move tonight if I thought my kids were not safe.
This thing is here most of the time, in this room. This woman with, like, light hair, like she being grabbed. She can feel it. Being grabbed in the back of the neck, hard. Like, I feel her neck hurts, like her spine in her neck, you know? And then it, like, slams her forward. So she's, like, sitting, and it just goes... Like, all of a sudden, she's just, like... Oh, my God. Ah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Phil, when I talked to Amy, she was talking about how you bought this place before you guys even met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how long were you here before she actually moved in?
About 2.5 years.
So did you notice anything unusual when you first moved in?
Honestly, I never really saw much in those 2.5 years. After Amy and the kids moved in, things escalated from there.
What happened?
One night I was sleeping, and around 3:30 in the morning, I just was restless. And I kind of rolled over and looked over my shoulder. And in the doorway was a silhouette, just all black, standing in the doorway. I stared at it for about 5 seconds. The eyes were clear, everything else was black. And after 5 seconds, I looked away, looked back, and it was gone. And that's when I was convinced.
Okay. So have you experienced anything else?
Doors opening and closing. I'd be downstairs and you would hear one of the bedroom doors latch click, and then it would pause for a second, and then you'd hear it close again. And you can go up and press the doors and they're locked.
So you've gone up to investigate?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're sure the kids ain't up there?
Positive.
Amy's gonna do her walk and she may say, listen, you need to move from here. How would you feel about that?
I love the house, right, but I love my wife and kids a lot more.
This thing causes a lot of anxiety. It's almost like if the doors were closed, this thing would like run back and forth and like slam into the door trying to get in. They hear it. It like can go into people's bodies a little bit, and it definitely takes energy away from people. And then it makes them do things.
Like what?
Picks people for the person to get angry at. So it's not like a generalized anger.
It's specific. Like, it plants very specific thoughts. Like, you're gonna get angry at this person. Somehow it's associated with the house. I see it like pulling things from the past and eating it.
Jared, how old are you?
15.
So I was talking to Mom and Phil. Seems like things are pretty bad here.
Yeah, our attitudes change a lot. I'll be just sitting down, just having a great day, and then out of nowhere, I'll just be angry and just get angry at the world for no reason, and it's just, it's really weird.
Anything else?
I'm a firm believer that there's three shadow figures in this house. A taller one, big, black, probably about 5'10" to like 6 foot tall, and two shorter ones, more childlike.
Where do you see that?
You'll see it out of the corner of your eye. You'll see something like smaller peeking around the corner of the stairs at you.
I mean, how are you dealing with this?
I don't sleep well. If something happens, I'll either ignore it or I'm not usually really quick to challenge it because I don't like challenging things that I can't fight back to because I can't see them.
Anything else?
One time I was sitting up in my room watching TV and something came over and just slammed its hand down on my leg with more force than that.
What do you think is here?
I feel that whatever's in this house doesn't really like people who are devout Christians.
Woo! This thing does not like this person and like is like choking them bad. Like, holy like cannot breathe. This is very focused, which is strange because this thing doesn't have one consciousness. This person is somehow triggering something in this thing that's making it want to kill this person.
So it could?
Yeah. I don't know how that hasn't happened. Ooh, it's so bad. This person's in trouble.
Phil and Amy don't have a clue about the history of their property. So I reached out to several local historians. I just got a call back from a genealogist. He tells me the original owners of their land ended up broke, alone, and insane.
Russ, you mentioned on the phone that the original owners of my client's land had a pretty tough time there, and that they actually went insane. Is that right?
Yes, they did. There were two gentlemen. There was a prominent Pittsburgh judge named Henry Baldwin, and I have a picture of Baldwin here. He inherited the property at about 16,000 acres.
Okay.
In about 1807, but he didn't want to come to Delaware, so he hired Moses Bixby to manage the property. He was a local businessman in the Delaware area. A year later, Henry Baldwin sold Bixby the land.
How's it go for him?
In 1816, his daughter Lucy dies of unknown causes at the age of 27. 1821, his wife, also named Lucy, she dies at the age of 61.
Okay.
So Bixby suffered a lot during his time there, but you said the two original owners went insane. Who went crazy first, Bixby or Baldwin?
Baldwin. Actually, he was appointed to Congress in 1822. Shortly after taking his seat, he steps down because of mental illness. He ends up coming back to Delaware, and he's wanting his property back.
The property that he sold to Bixby?
Correct, yes.
All right, so what does he do?
He ends up taking Bixby to court. Bixby does win the case because Baldwin did sell him the property. Even though Bixby won the case, it took a big toll on him. Later on that year, he is declared insane, and the state legislature appoints guardians to keep him. Here's an article to that effect.
Okay, so now he's being watched by these state guardians. How's it go?
It doesn't go well. 2 years later, in 1826, Bixby escapes the house and runs into the Olentangy River. And he dies a few days later of pneumonia, and here's his obit.
All right, so we see how it ends for Bixby. What about Baldwin?
It doesn't go well for him either. He ends up dying penniless and alone in a hotel in Philadelphia.
I think this thing makes people act funny.
So what is this thing exactly?
It's from the house. Over time, the house collected all of these energies from people. Maybe the land was bad, and then this, you know, collected that negative energy from living people. And then the house, like, spit out this, like, entity.
Like, almost like PK?
Something like that.
PK, or entities created by psychokinesis, are very powerful and can physically influence their environment. What's freaking me out about this one is that it was created by the house instead of a person. And that's something I've never seen before.
It's definitely getting stronger. So that makes me concerned.
So far, I've got clients that have been physically assaulted by unseen forces and two former property owners who went insane. But I still got to see if there's anything else that can help my case. Searching through old records, I find a woman who killed her husband during a forced baptism. Right next to Amy and Phil's property. I'm heading over to meet with a local pastor who agreed to look into this case for me.
Jason, thanks for meeting me. I appreciate it. In all my time on the police department working homicides, I never had a case involving a murder with baptism. And the reason I'm interested in his death is because it happened right near my client's property. So what do you know about this guy?
William McCoy. He joined the National Guard right before World War I, so it'd be 1917. Ended up going to Europe and serving. And while he was there, his battalion or his squad got bombed by the Germans with gas. And he ended up having to come back. He was honorably discharged. And because of the damage to his lungs, tuberculosis sets in.
Okay, so what happens?
He ends up actually meeting a lady, Bertha Wilson. So this is Bertha. And I guess they fall in love and they get married. By 1925, McCoy's lungs have deteriorated so badly that he's being treated at this hospital in Dayton, and they basically send him home to die.
Okay.
And they send him basically to his foster parents' house here in Delaware. They called in a local Grace Methodist Episcopal pastor to baptize him, but he does it by pouring or sprinkling. Bertha demands a different type of baptism. The only way in her eyes that he could truly know that his soul was going to be saved is if he was immersed in full baptism. She calls in this Reverend Pinnell. They pull him off of his deathbed and immerse him in the water. He died very soon after the immersion.
Okay.
This is his death certificate.
Now, was she ever officially charged?
No, there's never charges filed. Mainly the sheriff and so forth said, hey, he was gonna die in hours or days at the most.
Now, how did this sit with the foster parents?
Well, I mean, they were opposed to it. They were opposed to the immersion. They didn't want that to happen.
I'm seeing the angry young woman again. She told me it was 1910, 1915, and 1925 were very important years for her. She and the mother-in-law, you know, they had issues. They butted heads. The daughter-in-law didn't want to be here anymore, and she didn't want to live that life. I think she did, you know, some pretty bad stuff. She's blaming the land for her actions and how she became. Maybe that the land brings out the worst in people is kind of, I think, what she's trying to say. So, yeah, I think it's her husband, and I think she killed him.
I never know how wide Amy will open, so I look into the property and the surrounding neighborhood. Now, during my research, one thing caught my eye. A teenage kid who brutally murdered his girlfriend right near Amy and Phil's property. I'm heading over to meet with a Delaware police captain who said that killer is now a free man.
So, Captain, the reason I asked you to help me out is I found an article about a homicide back in 53 involved a young girl who was murdered less than a mile from my client's property. What do you know about the victim in the case itself?
Well, she was a former Ohio Wesleyan student. Her name was Cynthia File, and she was 18 years old.
Okay.
The gentleman that murdered her and was convicted of her murder was a gentleman by the name of Roy Schnagel.
What was their relationship?
They had dated for approximately 2 years.
So how's the murder take place? What happens?
Well, what we know is on September 16th, 1953, Cynthia's lifeless body was found along a lonely road, I believe is the way it was referred to.
Okay.
Her body showed that she had been strangled or choked. Her face had been bludgeoned to such an extent that she was unrecognizable.
Wow.
He confessed to the crime that he had choked her and also bludgeoned her.
So was she choked to death? And then he beats her? I mean, do we have any idea what happened?
We really don't know for sure, but it's been surmised that he possibly bludgeoned her at that point to prevent her from being recognized.
And we don't know what the motive was.
Right. It was reported that Roy and her had an argument. I believe he's quoted as referring to it as a silly little thing they argued over.
All right, so now what happens? He gives a confession.
He was indicted for a first-degree murder trial and found guilty of second-degree murder on October 24th, 1953. He served 10 years and was paroled.
That's extraordinary how quick that happened.
Yes. Mr. Schnagel is alive. He's 81 years old, and he's still living somewhere in the state.
Something happened. I don't know. I just see some chick getting beat up. She's just getting hit in the head. The brunette gets knocked down. She blacked out. Doesn't even know what hit her, you know? But like there's a male, she knows this guy. I don't know how old they are, I don't know. Probably between, 17 to 20s, I don't know.
Okay.
Feeling choked. Like pressure on my neck. I hear a male voice saying, I want to make you pay. And then I hear, oh my God. During my walk, I saw a dead young woman who was extremely angry. I'm meeting with a sketch artist to describe how she appeared in life. She's probably about 17 years old. Her eyes are deep set, and she has pretty thick eyebrows. Next, I described a living person being attacked by this thing. It looks like it came out of a swamp. It was like putting its hand over the person's face. And it was putting the other hand like here.
Is this what you saw?
Yes, that's what I saw.
Now that Amy and I have completed our investigations, we're ready to reveal our findings to each other and our clients for the first time. Amy, I want you to meet Phil and Amy. They're newlyweds, but their life's been anything but a honeymoon. Now, Amy moved in here about 4 months ago with her two kids. And this is a photo of the whole family here. This is Jarek, who's 15.
Okay.
And Matthias, who's 10. The weird thing is that until Amy moved in here with the kids, the place was relatively quiet. And then all hell broke loose. Amy's very religious, and her priorities in life are God and her kids. But she doesn't think either one of those things are welcome here. So now that Amy knows a little bit about your family dynamics, I'm going to ask her to tell us about her walk.
So the first person that I met was a female who was telling me how she felt like this was hell for her to be here. She looked nice, very well-dressed, attractive woman, young. Her husband made her come here, and it was all like dirt. Her mother-in-law was here, and they did not get along. The younger lady was talking about how she was really pissed that her husband brought her here, that she couldn't be fancy anymore. And then she was saying how she was gonna give him a taste of his own medicine. I kind of thought that maybe she killed him. She gave me three very specific years, 1910, 1915, and 1925. She said that these were very important years for her.
I got an idea who you might be talking about. Now, you said the young woman mentioned 1910, 1915, 1925.
Well, yes.
I don't know anything about 1910 or 1915, but 1925 is definitely significant. That year, an incredibly strange death took place next to your property. In the early 1920s, a woman from here named Bertha Wilson married a World War I vet, this guy William McCoy. McCoy wound up getting gassed by the Germans in World War I and developed TB from it. 1925, his condition got really bad. He was sent home to basically die. And he was sent home to his foster parents who lived right next door. Because he only had days to live, his parents had a Methodist minister come in and do a baptism for him, what they call a sprinkling. But Bertha, she wanted her husband to be baptized in a full submersion. Problem was, his foster parents were against that because his health was so bad. Despite the arguing between Bertha and McCoy's parents, on April 9th, 1925, she hired a minister to come in and perform this baptism. And within minutes after him going into this tub of water, he dies. Now, according to the death certificate, they say he dies from tuberculosis. Now, I got a newspaper article here that shows there was a coroner's inquest, and they put the blame on Bertha and the minister. Bertha was never charged. I guess they were thinking he was gonna die anyway, but they never charged her. I got a photo of her. This is her, this is Bertha Wilson.
Huh.
Is it possible that might be the woman you saw?
Well, I did have a sketch done of her.
Yes. Looks like her.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely, even the eyebrows, everything kind of looks the
definitely.
Same.
So this lady's in the house?
Yes.
Is it possible she's doing bad things now?
Yeah. Well, she kept showing me horrible things she did throughout her life. She was a sociopath.
Anything else?
Then I went into the basement. And there were these two people that ran past me down the stairs. And finally, when I got down in there, I saw the group of people that were like hunched down. As far as the living picking up on this would be, you know, these transient feelings of extreme fear, panic, or anxiety.
You hate the basement.
Mm-hmm. When I go down there, I don't ever feel like I'm alone. I feel like there's someone watching.
Did you say something before about at the top of the stairs, people went past you?
Yeah.
Tell Amy what happened.
I was going down the stairs and went flying completely down the stairs. Felt like I was bumped or pushed.
Okay.
And landed up against the wall. And I laid there and screamed for several minutes.
Now, with all the stuff that's going on in the basement, could that have caused her fall?
Actually, I think it could be the woman. I just feel like it's something she would be capable of.
It explains a lot of things.
See, what I don't get is you're very devout.
Right.
This woman, in my opinion, was a zealot, but...
I don't think that she was a good person.
It actually scares me because I don't know what else she's capable of doing. Is she going to start targeting my kids?
So what else happened? Did you stay in the basement?
No. So I went upstairs, and actually everything kind of changed. It was not good. There was this very bizarre thing that I was seeing. This thing is very physical. One of the things I saw it doing was moving very quickly in the hallway area and touch on the doors, you know, bang them. I think that people would hear this. It looked like it came out of a swamp because, like, things were hanging off of it. It's very dark, you know, has, like, a head and arms and stuff, but it's, like, different.
Well, Amy and her son, Jarek, see this shadow figure all the time.
And it does move in the hallway, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Do you ever hear the banging on the door?
Yes. Okay. Our doors will slam. We'll hear doorknobs rattle. And I've seen it standing beside my bed at night. almost like towering over me.
And you saw the same thing?
Yeah, I just saw it was just jet black. But what scared me the most is you can see right through its eyes. Distinctive.
Oh. And what else can this thing do?
What I saw in the smaller bedroom, so I'm assuming your younger son's bedroom, mm-hmm. when he's asleep is when it has its interactions with him. And it was putting its hand into his face.
He won't sleep in his room. He is scared to death of his room.
Thais is autistic as well.
Unfortunately, the influence of this thing is people being prone to anger and rage, bursts of it. So it'll pick a person for you to get angry at.
You bicker now like you never did before.
Right.
Unfortunately, yeah.
We love each other a lot, but we have arguments about things that never would have become an argument before.
Jarek's mood has changed, right? His personality a little bit?
He has less of a tolerance. With his brother being autistic, he's quick to get more irritable with him.
Okay. Interesting. One incident that I saw in the master bedroom was of an encounter with a female. Like I feel her neck hurts, like her spine in her neck, you know? And then it like slams her.
Tell her what happened.
One second I was writing, the next second I wake up on the floor. I had been unconscious. I had hit my head and sustained a concussion. But where I landed was so far away from where I was sitting that it wasn't like I simply passed out and fell out of my chair. And they did have to put me in a cervical collar.
I was up in the air about it being paranormal.
Yeah, I don't think you believed it.
Is that something this thing could do?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. The place where it made me really, really nervous was in the middle bedroom.
That's Jarek's room.
What I felt was like a hand around your throat. It was like a pressure, like on my neck, and then a pressure like on my chest. I did have a sketch done of that.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
We can't stay here. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's your son. Has he ever relayed that kind of feeling to you?
And he wakes up feeling awful almost every day.
He did convey to me when I interviewed him that he was sitting on the bed watching TV, and it felt like a man's hand had slapped him right across the thigh.
That would be similar along the lines of what this thing can do.
I don't want that to happen to Jarek. I don't want it to happen to anybody in this house. But I didn't expect to see something like that.
What does this thing want?
It has a real disdain for your son. It definitely wants to harm him. Without a doubt.
Amy, remember when you told me that whatever's here is evil and doesn't want you or the kids here?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, you were right. Now, the big question is, can you get rid of this thing, protect your kids, and live the life that you guys want to live here as a family? So for that answer, I'm going to turn it over to Amy.
Well, this case is cause for concern. So basically what we have is an environment that has created a semi-functioning PK manifestation. What it did, seemingly, was over time, the house absorbed personalities, situations, memories, things that it witnessed, and then eventually spit out an entity. Now, usually PKs are formed by people. This is the first time I've seen one formed by a house. And the reason it's become so active since you moved in is your son. I believe he has PK abilities. I think that because there was already
a semi-functioning PK manifestation here, and he came in, it was the perfect storm. And I think that he really needs help.
I knew something bad was going on here. I knew something did not want us here.
Well, the problem is that there's not a lot that can be done about this. But if you take him away from this location, any attacks would cease. But this thing will still exist here, which is unfortunate.
But in the interim, Jarek's not safe.
No, and you guys aren't safe. Honestly, I would leave. When a PK is formed by people, there are things they can do to protect themselves. But in this case, when it's formed by the house, there are only two options: tear it down or get out.
I've already been assaulted twice, I feel. And seeing what's happened to my son, they're both going to be sleeping with me until we can figure out a way to get out of here.
That's going to be something that we'll have to talk about.
No. I'm their mom. My job's to protect them. It's just not a chance I'm willing to take.
Okay.
It's just the way it is.
So it sounds like your wife already made up her mind.
Yeah. It's a shock. We knew something was going on.
Right.
But not to this extent. Yeah, we'll be leaving.
Okay.
It breaks my heart to tell Amy and Phil that I believe they should leave their home. But if they don't, I fear this house and the PK manifestation it's created could put them and their children in serious danger.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.